In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this morning we find ourselves at the fourth Sunday of our Lenten journey. And so I thought it would be appropriate this morning to reflect for a few moments on where our hearts and where our minds and where our souls should be at this point in our journey. Because at this point in the Great and Holy Fast, it would be a good exercise to ask ourselves if we are either more spiritually focused due to our fasting, or whether we are less spiritually focused, or whether we are indifferent altogether. And regardless of what our answer may or may not be, as Orthodox Christians, we should at least at this point in the fast be willing to concede that wherever we do find ourselves on the scale of our participation in this great and holy fast, that we could always be doing better. Because our faith should never be static. And our growth as Christians should never be static. And if the fast is teaching us anything at this point, it should be teaching us that we should never become complacent as Christians, or we should never become satisfied with where we are in our spiritual journey. Because that's the point of fasting in the first place. Fasting is meant to be a spiritual instrument for the purpose of helping to propel us to the next level of living a Christ-like and righteous way of life. Fasting is meant as a means to grow closer to Christ. And as Christians, that should be our number one concern. Because in reality, according to the scriptures, that's the true definition of what it means to be a Christian. According to scripture, to be a true follower of Christ means to be naturally united to Him. In the Gospel of St. John, Jesus Himself explains what this union and what this communion with Him actually looks like. When He said to the disciples after the Last Supper in Jerusalem that, "I am the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." So to be a follower of Christ means to be organically united to him, just like a branch is organically united to the trunk of a tree. And this is our goal, to be authentically and genuinely united with God. Because by doing anything less, we run the risk of living in hypocrisy. St. John, in his first letter to the early Christians, says that if we claim to have fellowship with Christ and yet walk in darkness, we are liars, and we do not practice the truth. And in his letter to the Apostle Titus, St. Paul warns of all those who claim to know God but deny Him by their actions. So we must always be aware of how we present ourselves to this world. But as Christians, we know that we are sinners, right? Because as St. Paul says, for those who truly are united with Christ, growing ever closer to Him, they are able to recognize their sin. So if we're growing closer to God, we recognize the grave weakness that we have and that we do sin. But St. Paul also says that those who are working to unite themselves with Christ also desire to repent of this sin. And they strive to be transformed from continuing to fall prey to that sin. St. Paul says that no one who has been born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in him, and he cannot go on sinning by definition. And so this should be our goal, to not give in to sin, but to defeat it by realizing the power of Christ in us. And I think that we have a very good example of this very truth in the gospel lesson this morning. In the gospel, we heard about a time when a certain man came to Jesus after he was transfigured on Mount Tabor. And the man asked Jesus to heal his son, who was suffering from seizures, it says, for many years. So Jesus healed the boy, saying to the man, "If you can believe, then all things are possible to him who believes." And it's at this point where we hear one of the most honest and one of the most humbling statements from anywhere in Scripture. At this point in the gospel, in response to Jesus, the man said, "Lord, I believe, but help me in my unbelief." What a powerful statement that is. A statement that we should all reflect on each and every day of our lives, especially at this time during Great and Holy Lent. Because in his honest response, the man in the gospel was able to articulate what each and every single one of us should strive for as followers of Christ. Humility, to recognize our weakness, and strength to persevere when our faith is being tested. And it seems from this gospel account that the man who brought his son to Jesus was more aware of himself and prepared as a child of God for this encounter than were even Christ's apostles themselves. Because the gospel says that the apostles, even after they had been given the power from Jesus to do healings, healings of all kinds of sicknesses, and to cast out unclean spirits, the gospel says that they were not able to heal this boy on that particular day. And so when they were concerned about their limitation, and they confronted Jesus about why, Jesus said to them this. He said that this kind of healing does not go out except through prayer and fasting. And in the Gospel of St. Matthew, Jesus' response to them was even more clear. In the book of Matthew, Jesus' response to the man was this. They said, "Why could we not cast out this demon from this boy?" And Jesus said, "Because of your unbelief. For assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can move mountains, and nothing will be impossible for you." So, in other words, Jesus was reminding the apostles that true faith comes from the combination of both trust in God and taking personal action through prayer and through fasting. And on that day, Jesus was reminding the apostles that they need to keep working continually to build up their faith. Faith that was given to them as a special gift from God. And we know that this was a continuous struggle for the apostles, because later, after Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, outside of the walls of Jerusalem, all the apostles actually denied Christ, and they ran away, both out of fear of also being arrested, and also due to a lapse in being able to express a sincere and uncompromising faith at that moment, when their faith was being pushed to the extreme. In other words, they collapsed under pressure. At the moment of truth, all of them lost faith. At the moment of truth, all of them lost trust. At the moment of truth, all of them lost hope. And at the moment of truth, all of them ran away, denying Christ. And this sad reality is reflected in the Orthodox Church each and every Wednesday evening here at the Basilica in our pre-sanctified liturgy. At this liturgy, the priest and the deacon uses a censer that does not include the 12 bells attached to it, like the one that we're using here this morning, the loud one. Because the 12 bells hanging on that censer represent the voice of the apostles carrying the message of the gospel and the joy of the resurrection throughout the entire world. And that's what we're here to celebrate each and every Sunday when we gather for the Divine Liturgy. But during the pre-sanctified liturgy, on Wednesday evenings, the censer is silent. There are no bells hanging on it. As a reminder for us of the day when the apostles lost their faith and denied Christ by running away instead of staying with him. It was the day that the message of the gospel fell silent, because no one was spreading the good news. It was the day that even the apostles lost hope, and the day that their trust in God was being questioned rather than being sought after. And so this silent censer that we use during the pre-sanctified liturgy on Wednesday evenings is a reminder to all of us, a vivid reminder to those who are there, to constantly prepare ourselves through prayer and fasting so that in our moment of truth, we hopefully won't do what the apostles did on that day in the Garden of Gethsemane, but that by God's grace, our trust in him will stay strong, and we will be able to stay faithful, and we will be able to stay hopeful. This is the message of Great and Holy Lent for us as Christians. And this is the lesson of the gospel for us today. As we continue towards the celebration of Christ's death and resurrection in only a few short weeks from today, this is the meaning of prayer. This is the meaning of fasting. And this is the meaning of Great and Holy Lent. Christ is saying to us to stay strong in our faith. And he is reminding us to keep our trust in him and to not become complacent in our prayer life. And he's saying to us to take this opportunity, this great and holy Lenten season, to grow in our faith, to pray more. And the church gives us multiple opportunities each week throughout this time to come before him in prayer. And he is reminding us to keep our hope alive by working to ever draw closer to him, using this as a time to build up our stamina as Christians, and using this time to prepare ourselves so that when our moment of truth reveals itself, we will be equipped and ready to not run away from him, but to respond to him just like the man in the gospel lesson did this morning and say, "Yes, Lord, I believe. Help me in my unbelief." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.